Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
As I was preparing this message today, I heard the Holy Spirit say, unforgiveness is a sin and a crime in the court of heaven. It's important for us to realize that failure to forgive yourself and others over past troubles is an evil plot to destroy your purpose and eternal destiny. The title of our message today is Let It Go. Let It Go. In Mark chapter 11 and 25, Jesus said something very powerful about forgiveness. He said, when you're praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. The Bible says when people sin, they earn what sin pays, death. And forgiveness is given by God only as we forgive others. And what you refuse to let go of may and will destroy you, according to the Word of God. Now, most of you have heard of Jonah, but maybe you don't know why he ran away from God. He ran from his divine purpose because of unforgiveness. The Bible tells us in Jonah 1 and 1, the Lord spoke his word to Jonah, get up, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it because I see the evil things that they're doing. But Jonah got up to run away from the Lord and went in the opposite direction. Jonah ran because the Assyrians had long been an enemy and a menace to his people. He felt that he could never forgive them for the unprovoked violence and murders of his loved ones and against his people for many, many years. He wanted God to punish them, not to forgive them. Have you ever felt that you wish God would punish people for the trouble that they brought into your life? You don't have to raise your hand. I know the answer to that one already. He didn't want God to forgive them, so he ran. Let me ask you a question. Are you running from your destiny today? Have you ignored your God-appointed assignment in life? Because the truth is, each of us have a prophetic destiny. We were not placed on earth to fulfill our own plans, pursuits, and passions. There are millions of people who live in frustration today because they have no clue regarding why they exist. In fact, many graveyards are filled with individuals who never realize their divine purpose or potential. But I want to say something today. God sends every person into this world with a purpose and a destiny. In fact, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 1 and 11, we were chosen, having been predestined according to his plan, who works out everything according to the purpose of his will. God has established a plan for your life, and it's time sensitive. You only have a brief time to complete it. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1 says, to everything there's a season, for a time has been assigned to every purpose. It goes on to say, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest. You see, God established your life with a timetable, with a plan of things that must be done, and also the amount of time to do them. In James in chapter 4 and 14, it says, you don't know what will happen tomorrow. What is life? You're a mist that is seen for a moment and then disappears. Every person has an arrival and a departure time on earth. And we will all give an account to God for the gifts and the talents that he's given us to fulfill the assignment in life that we have. It says in Romans 14 and 12, each of us will give a personal account with God. And the assignment that he gave you may seem too difficult. Well, that's because he intends to be a part of that plan, helping you to accomplish what he's called you to do. And God is the one who determines who fits best in the prophetic plan that he has in history. And he doesn't ask anyone for their opinion about it. In Daniel chapter 4 and 34, it says, God rules everlasting, and his kingdom is eternal. All the people of the earth are nothing compared to him, because he does what he pleases among the angels of heaven and among the people on the earth. No one can stop him or say, what do you mean by the things that you're doing? Regardless of your level of faith, God wants you to realize that you have been chosen for greater things than you can even imagine. And your key to success is working with the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 3 and 20, with God's power working in us, he can do exceedingly abundantly more than anything that we can ask or even imagine. But this requires being pliable in the potter's hand, willing to say, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Folks, God has given the power of choice. But it's important for you to remember that God is the potter and we are his clay. In fact, it says in Romans 9 and 20, who are you, a mere human being, to argue with God? Lots of people argue with God about the plans that they have for their lives. It goes on to say, should the thing that was created say to the one who created it, why have you made me like this? When a potter makes jars out of clay, doesn't he have the right to use the same lump of clay to make one jar for decoration and another to throw garbage into? Folks, we have to be willing to turn the steering wheel of our lives over to God. He is the one who has to be in the driver's seat, because his plans will come to pass. You have no idea what's ahead of you in life, but God has planned every moment if you are obedient to him, if you will follow him. The Bible says in Isaiah 46 and 9, for I alone am God. Many people say that I'm the master of my fate. I'm the God in my life. You are not. There is only one God, and it isn't you. The Bible tells us, I am God, and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it even happens. And everything I plan will come to pass. Your life will begin to change radically by submitting to God's wisdom, to God's word and his will for your life. You know, there's some people, though, that question. They say, well, look, I'm not perfect. Does God still have a plan for my life? Can God still use me after all of the things that I've done? I want to answer that. Throughout time, God chose people still dealing with issues. You see, he did not wait to find perfect people. In fact, he knew that there were no perfect people. God uses imperfect people like us to fulfill the prophetic things that he's planned in history. And please understand, folks, things don't just happen. God really is over everything. And the good things that we see happening in history is because of the people who cooperate with God's plans. And when we see the negative things, it's because people have taken the decision in their own hands to decide what the world should be like. I want to say to you today, listen, God is counting on you, and God knows about your issues. Don't sit around waiting to be perfect. It's never going to happen. The Bible says that we are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. That means because of his obedience to God, God transferred his righteousness to us, the power and the ability to live right and to be right. But the Bible says, within me, I know there dwells no good thing. We need to realize that. Stop trying to get better to be used by God. It will never happen. God wants to use you just the way you are as you submit yourself to Jesus Christ and let him perform righteousness within you. God doesn't look for perfect people. He looks for willing people. And sometimes we don't even know we're willing, like Moses. God led Israel out of Egypt by Moses, an ex-murderer. In Exodus chapter 2 and 11, it says, when Moses had grown up, he went out to visit his people, the Hebrews, and he saw how hard they were being forced to work. And during his visit, he saw an Egyptian beating one of his fellow Hebrews. So he looked to the left and he looked to the right. And when nobody was looking, Moses killed that Egyptian and hid his body in the sand. Well, when it was discovered, he ran for his life into the wilderness and they never found him. Of course, Moses asked God to forgive him for that act. And about 40 years later, God showed up and God spoke to him and said, look, I've got a job for you to do. See, I want to just really let you know how God is. He uses flawed, he uses inconsistent, imperfect people like us to fulfill his prophetic plans. One day he showed up and he said to Moses, he said, I've seen the oppression of my people in Egypt, and I've heard their cries in distress because of their harsh slave drivers. So now I'm sending you to go to Pharaoh, and you must lead my people out of Egypt. Well, Moses wasn't hearing anything like that. In fact, the Bible says he protested. He says, look, who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Remember, I killed somebody in Egypt. Hopefully they've forgotten, but you're sending me back to the scene of the crime. The Bible says, God said to him, look, don't worry about it. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. That is the message that God is giving every single one of us today. Whatever the task is that he's given you in life, God is with you. He's with you to protect you. He's with you to guide you. He's with you to empower you to get the job done.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Now, Pastor Steve would like to invite you to a very special event.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our Week of Consecration and Prophetic Ministry, January 22nd through the 24th at 7:30 p.m. The theme of our consecration is operating in supernatural faith, favor, and success. God wants to equip you with victory regardless of the opposition you face. I will be teaching from the Word of God to show you how. I will be sharing every night scriptural insights for breakthrough success. These services will be absolutely life-changing. God desires to prepare you this year to reach your divine potential. Invite family and friends. This is a spiritual opportunity you don't want to miss. I look forward to praying for you. Now let's get back into today's message.
And then there was Gideon. The Lord spoke to Gideon. This is found in Judges 6 and 14. The Lord turned to Gideon. He said, go with your strength and save Israel from the Midianites, their enemy. And he said, I'm the one who's sending you to do it. Now listen to Gideon's excuse. He said, Lord, how can I rescue Israel? Look at my whole family. It's the weakest in Manasseh, that's their tribe, and me, I'm the least important member of my family. Now listen to what the Lord said. The Lord said, look, I'll be with you, and you will defeat the Midianites as if they were only one man. Your life and divine assignment will be fulfilled because God is with you. It's important for you to know that you cannot accomplish anything without God, but guess what? He can accomplish it without you. And the thing you need to remind yourself is this, folks. Look, you can't hide from God. You have been given an assignment. It is not going to go away. Every one of us are going to stand before God for the assignment that he has given us in life. You know, when you think about Jonah, I told you why he ran. Some of us are running away from our purpose because we can't drop what happened to us. We're so focused on the past, on our hurts and our wounds and our betrayals. It consumes our lives. See, and that's exactly what Satan wants it to do, to stop you from going forward with everything that God has planned for your life. Look, God saw what would happen to you. But there's an escape plan for that. Coming to God and asking him to heal you of whatever things happen to you in your life. God wants to heal you today of everything. He wants you to let it go. He wants you to follow him and his plan that he has for your life. Regardless of how you were treated, God demands, in fact, that we forgive others. And not only forgive them, but forgive them the way he forgives us. The Bible says clearly, if we don't forgive, God will not forgive us of our sins. When God thinks about forgiveness, he's talking about our enemies too. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 5:43. He said, you have heard the law say, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. And that way you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. Look, God is concerned about everyone, even the people who hurt and betray us. The Bible says, there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. There is no other. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ. I know that's difficult for us to understand when we've been hurt, we've been betrayed by people, we've been wounded. But God says, I have extended my forgiveness to you, therefore you must extend forgiveness to others. God is the God of all people. Some people may be saying right now, well, I don't believe in God. It's okay, he believes in you. He created you with a purpose in mind. Jonah was trying to get away from God's purpose because of the unforgiveness in his heart, and he ran into a storm. Some of you are experiencing difficulty right now because you're running away from God's purpose for your life. Jonah 1:4 says, the Lord sent a violent wind over the sea, and the storm was so powerful that the ship was in danger of breaking up. All of the sailors on board were afraid, and they cried to their gods for help. And then they began to throw cargo overboard to lighten the ship. Now Jonah was down in the cargo bay with the baggage, and he was sound asleep. You know, it's possible to be experiencing a storm in your life right now, your marriage, with your children, your health, your job, and still not recognize your disobedience may be causing the storm in your life. It's important for you to understand that God is the only one protecting us from the storms of life. It's not your good looks or your smarts. It's God. But when we disobey God, He may remove His hand of protection just to get our attention. Many people are distracted by the baggage of their past. Jonah was asleep among the baggage. Look, you can remain so preoccupied with your past hurts and wounds that you deny and even ignore the purpose, the future that God wants to bless you with. It's amazing that people may say, I've forgiven, but they keep going right back to that time, that place, those people who hurt them. God wants you to truly let it go today. God wants you to put it in His hands so that He can help you to forgive. Well, the sailors drew lots and identified that Jonah was the culprit. They brought him up and they said, this is an awful storm that's come upon us. And they said, who are you? What is your line of work? What's your nationality? And Jonah said, I'm a Hebrew and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. And the people were so upset at that point. They said, what? You serve the God who made the sea? We're in trouble. The sailors were terrified when they heard this, for he had already told them that he was running away from God. And they said, why are you doing this? And since the storm was getting worse all the time, they asked, what should we do to stop the storm? Jonah said, throw me over into the sea and it'll become a calm again. He says, look, I know this terrible storm is really my fault. Do you realize that you're bringing trouble into your life when you ignore God and ignore His purpose and plan? You've got time for everything else, but you don't have time for God. Not to read the Bible, not to pray, not to pay attention to the gifts that you have. Yeah, you're using them on the job. You're getting paid. But there's a greater purpose for your life. God wants you to stop running away from Him. And many of you are in trouble, or you're going to run into trouble, because that's God's way of getting your attention. The storm wasn't stopping. So the Bible says, so they picked up Jonah and they threw him into the sea. And immediately the sea ceased from raging. The men were amazed and they feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to God and they took vows. These men turned to God that day because of what happened. Listen, your life is a witness that God is real, even when you mess up.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of today's message is Let It Go. Now here's Pastor Steve with a special prayer for the new year.
Heavenly Father, we come to You thanking You for a brand new year, a brand new start, a brand new opportunity to serve You. Lord, we thank You because You don't think about our sins from the past. You are full of mercy. You are gracious. You're slow to anger. And Lord, we just thank You that Your word says, as far as the east is from the west, You have removed our sins from us. In fact, as a father pities his children, You pity those who reverence You. And so we surrender ourselves to You this year. We are looking for the best year of our lives. And we trust you for it. And we thank you for what you're about to do for us in this new year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.